Welcome to TXS Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the trade finance space, on our headline news offering, the 11th edition of the ICC Global Survey on Trade Finance incorporates the views of 346 respondents in 85 countries, from international banks to regional and local banks. And this year, a supplementary survey helped to shed some light on the impact of the COVID-19 crisis on trade flows and trade finance. On our third-party news tracker service in the trade space, the IFC committed $5.6 billion to private sector development in the Middle East and Sub-Saharan Africa in the fiscal year of 2020. Reed Smith has relocated energy and natural resources partner Omar Al-Ali from London to Singapore, and banks are optimistic about the evolving nature of trade finance, although they expect various industry-wide challenges and disruption as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the International Chamber of Commerce's 11th Annual Global Survey on Trade Finance. Over in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, Enova, a subsidiary of Sempra Energy, reached financial close on a $541 million 15-year DFI-backed loan to finance its 376-megawatt portfolio of solar assets in Mexico. On our third-party news track service in the project and export space, the World Bank has priced the first global benchmark of its new fiscal year, a $5 billion five-year sustainable development bond maturing on the 28th of July 2025. Morgan Stanley has committed to disclosing the carbon emissions that come from its loans and investments, and UKEF has issued a £500 million pound guarantee on a £625 million loan facility to Ford from commercial banks. And last but by no means least, in the commodity finance space, trader Vitol has unveiled a new venture called Venser Energy to acquire mature producing oil and gas assets with a focus on key basins in the US lower 48, its first foray into the upstream business in the US. Chariot Oil and Gas CEO Larry Bottomley has stepped down from the company with immediate effect, and Sigma Lithium Resources has received a letter of intent from Spanish ECA Sesque to finance up to 80% of a front-end engineering design contract signed with Juro Felgura in relation to Sigma's Grota do Cirilo lithium project in Brazil. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.